Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events.
Well, hello and happy weekend, and welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. Whether you catch us on the air here on this station or you can head over to our website. We have the whole thing posted there for you as a podcast. So if you miss any part of today's interview, you can go there, download or stream it online and catch up. Or you can just plan on catching the show there every week. Lots of interesting things about what's going on in and around the Wabash Valley. Josh Alsop is with us today. He's the president of Brazil Main Street. Josh, how you doing?
I am doing pretty well, Frank. How about yourself?
Not bad. Tell us about Brazil Main Street. What are you guys? What do you do?
Yeah, we are a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and our mission is to help revitalize the downtown of Brazil. So we do that through a lot of different projects that we do, including street cleanups, painting projects. A couple years ago, we did some mural projects by R&M Design, and also just help promote our community in a positive way. Our biggest event that we put on each year is called the Route 40 Fest, which we'll talk a little bit more about here soon. But usually throughout the year, we just try to help make our community a better place to live, especially the downtown area and with our businesses. And so as the coronavirus hit, Brazil's actually been kind of in a unique position because we've seen a lot of businesses actually come to our downtown area, and we feel like the Main Street has been a little bit revitalized even over the past 18 months. So, you know, we're excited to continue that work and help be a support to the businesses and leaders in our community.
And as a lot of folks may or may not know, Brazil Main Street is for primarily Brazil, but there are other Main Street organizations all over the state. So if you don't happen to live in Brazil, but you want to get involved in your own community in town, you can look for a Main Street organization in a lot of different towns throughout Indiana.
Yeah, I believe that there's about 115 to 120 total Main Streets in Indiana, and I believe we have the most registered of the entire country. So, yeah, we're a part of the Indiana Main Street program. We are very proud of that. We work with the Office of Community and Rural Affairs. So, yeah, even if you're not in Brazil, definitely we encourage you to be a part of that. I know that there's a lot of organizations in the Wabash Valley that are very similar, doing similar work, and so we're happy to help and tap into that. We have relationships with those other organizations, so I definitely agree. We encourage you to get activated and involved in your community.
How long have you guys been around? This isn't something that just popped up yesterday. You guys have been at this for a little while, right?
Yeah, Brazil Main Street has been around, I believe, for around 8 or 9 years. We've gone through different phases of growth, and so it's been really exciting to be a part of. I think whenever the construction happened on Route 40 here in Brazil, about 6 years ago at this point in time, that really helped spur the organization's growth and gave us some momentum to move forward. And that actually was kind of what spurred the Route 40 Fest to begin. I believe our first year was 2016, and we've been doing it every year since, minus last year due to the pandemic. But yeah, we've been a part of this community for a while, and we're hoping to be a part of it even a lot more years down the line.
You mentioned the construction on 40 through downtown Brazil a few years ago. That was a mess and a nightmare, but you guys came out of it smelling like a rose because things really are nice now that the project's been completed.
Yeah, it's really nice, and really it has changed our downtown in a lot of ways. And there's a lot of other reasons for that, but that was kind of what seemed to be the spark. We've had a lot of local leaders do great things and start businesses. Our mayor and our other local elected officials have really helped to put in some work and do things that maybe not everyone sees. But yeah, definitely that work, that road project, it took a few years. It was definitely frustrating to get through town, but I think that we are seeing the dividends of that pay off. Because the streets are nice, the light poles are nice, the sidewalks are nice, so it's just great for our whole community.
Route 40 Fest is something kind of special. For those from who don't remember, and that would be anybody who's probably under the age of 60 or 70, Route 40 used to be the main drag. There, before there was ever an I-70 or any other interstates here in our area, Route 40 was it. If you wanted to get from Indianapolis to someplace over in Illinois, your route would go through. Greencastle and would also go through Brazil, right through the middle of town, right through the middle of Terre Haute, and Route 40 was the main drag. It's not anymore, but that doesn't mean it's still not an important place to hang out. And the Route 40 Fest really takes a lot of people downtown and creates a very neat event, right?
Yeah, and you know, that is exactly where the idea came from for the Route 40 Fest. Originally, kind of where it all spurred from, was the idea that about 100 years ago, and I want to say it was about 1902 or 1903, there were photos of street festivals in Brazil. And we saw those and saw all the people and all the organizations in the streets and tents set up. And we're like, you know, that would be awesome to do here in the modern day. Because like you mentioned, I mean, downtown Brazil and really in any other small town 60, 70, 80 years ago, they were a lot different because those were really the heart and epicenter of everything. There weren't large corporations, retailers like Walmart. So it's a little bit different, but you know, those businesses are still the backbone and heart of our community, and we want to support them. So the whole idea was to get people downtown, to get into those businesses and learn a little bit more about our community and have fun. So that's kind of where it started, and it's kind of special, in my opinion, compared to other events, because we closed down a national highway, which is not something that's entirely common. If you go to a lot of other festivals around the state and even the country, very rarely do you see the main large drag in a town shut down for this type of thing, to where we have to divert traffic around the city based off of this one event. So it's a lot of fun. You get to step foot on the street and the fairly new paved highway now, but yeah, it's awesome, and we really enjoy bringing this to our community.
Most other festivals are on the side streets, and the traffic goes through on the main drag. In this case, the main drag shut down, and the traffic gets shoved over to the side streets. And I'll tell you, when you stop and take a look at what goes on, there's a reason for that, and that's because you guys literally do fill the main drag from one end of town to the next to do this Route 40 Fest. If somebody has not been here, I mean, obviously, if you've been here before, you kind of got an idea. But now that folks are getting out and about again, what can folks expect to, well, first of all, when is it? And then what can folks expect to find when they do get here?
Yeah, so it will be this upcoming Saturday on September 18th. It will begin at 11 a.m. and it will end at 7 p.m. So you can park really anywhere here in town, and you walk up, you'll see it. It's one of the easiest festivals to spot because the entire street will be shut down. So you come at 11, hopefully spend a few hours. We have dozens and dozens upon food vendors, craft vendors. So if you want to get your tenderloin fix, your fall fried food fix, this is the place to do it. There's also going to be some other cool food vendors that we haven't had before with some different types of food, including Honeysuckle Hill Bistro. So you can get your local fix of that fall festival food. We have craft vendors. There will be live music starting at 11. That will include Berea Christian Church, Kelly Frost, Devin and David, and then Switchback at 5 p.m. And so there will also be a kid zone. The kid zone is going to be a little bit different this year based off of the COVID restrictions. Since Clay County has been still in red according to the state, we wanted to be respectful of that while still putting on this event. So trying to have a little bit less contact things there. So the kids zone will look different. There will be a dunk tank that you can come and put some of our local leaders into the water if you want to throw that ball, get them in the water for some fun. There will also be a cruise in and other entertainment throughout the day. So it will pretty much be the whole afternoon, whole morning, afternoon into the early evening. You can come by, spend a few hours, hang out with other people in the community, and really just sit down and have a great time.
Josh Alsop with Brazil Main Street's our guest today. I know that you're having the same headaches, problems that every other organization that's trying to have an event is running into with the pandemic and the state health guidelines. How much of a hassle has that really been for you guys? I mean, because anytime we're talking about a volunteer nonprofit organization, you guys don't always have the resources that a commercial business with a few bucks behind them has. So how much of a hardship has this been for you guys to try to plan this event?
Well, it's definitely, we've had some obstacles, but first I'd like to say that our sponsors have been incredible for us. And without them, we wouldn't be able to do this. And we sincerely appreciate all that they've given to us. And so, financially, obviously it's been a little bit difficult in the pandemic, but we've came out of it pretty good. And we're able to put on this event because of our sponsors. You know, like everyone else last year with the pandemic, we kind of had to shut down a little bit what we were doing. We didn't have last year's Route 40 Fest. We didn't do some other events. And, you know, even our members wanted to stay at home and be safe and feel comfortable there. So as we've kind of come back into whatever this normal is, we've gotten some of our members back and trying to get everyone acclimated. But we definitely are always wanting new people to come and join us. You don't even have to do a whole lot. We're always welcome. We meet on the third Monday of every month at 5:30 p.m. You can just show up and figure out how we can get engaged and see what your interests are. But specifically for the Route 40 Fest, you know, we've gotten almost all of the work done, but really what we're looking for that day is just to have some bodies to help us out on different things that we're doing, either just to work the dunk tank booth, to work different things that we have, basically show up for a few hours and do simple things that will help really put on the event that we couldn't do without people. So on our Facebook page, we have a sign-up form that you can click on, sign up, put your information in just for a few hours to help volunteer, and then we will reach out to you with any instructions that you will need. So if you're not a vendor, if you don't have anything going on that day and you're like, hey, you know, I want to help put on this great community event, go to our Facebook page, Brazil Main Street, sign up on that form, and we will reach out to you. We would love to have you help us put on this event.
Obviously, you can't list everything, but what do you want people to do? Park cars, direct traffic, what?
Yeah, so basically in the morning, we have to bring all of our vendors in, help people direct the traffic around in that morning. We have a few different things, like we need people to work the dunk tank, to work the inflatable that we're going to have. And sometimes we just need people to go pick up trash around the event. So there will be listed out different jobs on that form that you can see. And if you want to be there all day going around making sure everything's clean, you can do that, or you can sign up for specific different points that you can do. But we really have we could use your help in any way, and we have things that will be relevant for people who want to be there for a few hours, people who want to be there for a longer time, and people who have physical limitations. Really, anybody that wants to help will be able to.
So Route 40 Fest obviously is on Route 40. Is there an admission charge for this, or is it free and open to the public?
No, it is completely free and open to the public. All you have to do is just walk onto to Main Street, and you will be there. No admission charge. The only thing I would say is that we do have craft vendors, so definitely bring your money and be ready to spend and maybe buy some early Christmas gifts. And I just, again, want to encourage you to come out. Bring your lawn chair out for the entertainment. We're going to have great music all day, like I mentioned. You can just bring that lawn chair set up and really enjoy some great local artists. Like I said, starting at 11, so the intervals for that will be 11, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. for the different artists.
11 to 7 on the 18th, right?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, Route 40 Fest in Brazil. Josh Alsop is with the Brazil Main Street Organization with us today. They're the ones putting on Route 40 Fest. Mark it on your calendar. Certainly hope that you can show up. And again, look for them on Facebook. They have their own Facebook page with a lot more details about what's going on. Josh, we thank you for being with us today. And we thank you for listening. If you need to hear some more about this, go back and kind of go over the details. Don't forget, it's posted for you right now as a podcast on our website. And we'll see you next weekend.
To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518 or send an email to frush@dlcmediainc.com. Be sure and tune in again next week at the same time as we focus on the community.